This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia has cut off natural gas supplies to Poland and Bulgaria in an escalation of tensions between Russia and the West over the war in Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen called the move a provocation by the Kremlin.
But it comes as no surprise that the Kremlin uses fossil fuels to try to blackmail us.
Polish Environment Minister Anna Moskwa said Poland had prepared for this situation. From the first day of the war, we have been delivering this message that we are ready for full independence from Russia's fossil fuels. Although less prepared, Bulgarian Energy Minister Alexander Nikolov is hopeful Bulgaria will manage with EU support. Bulgaria hopes that alternative routes and supplies will also be secured at EU level. I'm Karen Chamas.
The decision comes as Russia's own economy wilts under sweeping international sanctions and as Western countries ramp up arms shipments to Ukraine. To help Ukraine fend off a new Russian assault in the east, Ukraine reported on Wednesday Russian troops had made gains in several villages there. Russia reported a number of blasts on its side of the border and a blaze at an arms depot. Kiev called the explosions karma. Ukraine's prosecutor general said Russian forces had used tear gas and stun grenades to disperse a pro-Ukraine rally in the southern city of Kherson, the first big urban center seized by Moscow after the February 24th invasion. Gazprom said it had completely suspended gas supplies to Polish and Bulgarian gas companies due to the absence of payment in rubles, as stipulated decree from President Vladimir Putin that aims to soften the impact of sanctions on the Russian economy. This is VOA News. Meanwhile, in the U.S., former U.S. President Donald Trump is appealing a New York judge's decision to hold him in contempt of court and fine him $10,000 a day. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The contempt charges for failing to adequately respond to a subpoena issued in the state attorney general's civil investigation into Trump's business dealings. His lawyer questioned that legal basis, arguing in court papers that Trump responded properly to the subpoena and that the attorney general's office had failed to show his conduct was calculated to defeat, impair, impede, or prejudice the investigation. Trump, a Republican, has been fighting with the state attorney general, a Democrat, calling her investigation a political witch hunt. Julie Walker, New York.
Israeli soldiers shot dead a Palestinian in the occupied West Bank on Wednesday, medics and a militant group said, in clashes that erupted after an arrest raid. It was the second time in 2 days that Israeli forces have killed a Palestinian during an overnight incursion. This was the funeral of the slain man, whose death the Palestinian Foreign Ministry condemned as a summary execution. The Israeli military said its forces had apprehended two suspects in what it described as counterterrorism activities in the city of Jenin. Israel has stepped up incursions in the West Bank following a string of recent deadly Palestinian and Arab attacks, which killed 14 people in the country, including three police officers. The subsequent raids into Palestinian towns have sparked deadly clashes in which Israeli forces have killed at least 17 Palestinians, including gunmen and civilians. U.S. federal prosecutors announced a sweeping racketeering case Wednesday aimed at dismantling the leadership of the Mexican mafia that controlled street gangs in part of Southern California. The indictment unsealed against three members of a group and 28 associates includes allegations of two murders, six attempted killings, extortion, and drug trafficking in Orange County. 21 of those charged are already in custody, and 9 others were arrested in the past 2 days. One remains a fugitive. Recapping our top story, Russia cut off natural gas supplies to Poland and Bulgaria in an escalation of tensions between Russia and the West over the war in Ukraine. The decision comes as their own economy wilts under sweeping international sanctions and as Western countries ramp up arms shipments to help Ukraine fend off a new Russian assault in the east. And Ukraine reported Wednesday troops had made gains in several villages there. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.